bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, we made it to March.
I know.
We're ready to change the world, apparently.
That is a good Eric Clapton song.
Eric Clapton, Change the World. Why are we talking about changing the world today?
Well, I think on this episode of Bringing It Home, we're going to talk about Extension Month.
March is Tennessee Extension Month. Yes. So this is a month that we let everybody know what it is that we do all year and our coworkers do all year.
Right. And truly, we do hope to change our little corners of the world.
I know. We can't change the whole world, but we want to change a lot of it.
We do. We want to help people. And there's a lot of ways that UT Extension and TSU Extension do that.
Yes, we're the partner universities that do Extension here in Tennessee. And let's put a spin on it.
Oh, I love
Since
that.
Since it's March and everybody wants to wear their green and all this kind of thing, why don't we do 10 green things to celebrate Extension Month?
Ooh, I like it.
Can we come up with 10 things that are green that we can use?
If anybody can, it's us.
Oh, yeah. We love a good list.
Yes.
So, I'm going to let you kick it off.
Well, I think we got a very easy one.
Most popular.
Yes. I think we got an easy one to start with. As part of Tennessee Extension, our 4-H youth programs are very popular.
4-H. You can't go anywhere without. And when people don't understand where to find me, I just say, the 4-H office.
They know
what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They know.
And the symbol for 4-H is the four-leaf clover, which is green.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah. So 4-H is huge in Tennessee.
So many opportunities. And you and I grew up in the city.
Right.
And back then, city kids didn't get to do 4-H.
We did not. I joined the city club for a couple of years.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh,
there was
one club
for city kids, and we met one night a week.
You know what? That has completely changed. 4-H is for everybody now.
It is. They're, not just the country
there's
kids.
So much. There's public speaking, which that's my favorite aspect.
Oh, it's a great one.
But, I mean, they do everything.
There's a judging team for anything your child might be interested in, from animals, livestock to sewing, and for us, consumer decision making, being smart shoppers.
Yes, learning how to do all of that.
Yes, and
technology. The STEM programs are amazing.
Right.
Yes.
And then the On My Own, where they learn about budgeting and, you know, having to deal with a paycheck and paying bills. I mean, there's so much that children in 4-H gain that it's going to help them throughout their life.
And I have to say, in West Tennessee, the area where we live in, the buzz has been all about the new Lone Oaks Farm, which is our new center for 4-H over here in the Western region. So that's been exciting. So that's the first thing we can talk about. It's absolutely green.
Yes,
4-H.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. And I don't think you can talk about our jobs without talking about vegetables, specifically green vegetables.
Green veggies.
Because we spend a lot of our time in family and consumer sciences.
Right.
That's the umbrella that we work under. We talk a lot about nutrition.
We do. Mm-hmm. And we talk about what the different color groups do for your bodies and things like that. We hit on a lot of that. But we also can talk about green vegetables in relation to money, people that grow them and sell them at the farmers markets.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So that's a partnership with our ag agents.
Right. Lots of people have home gardens and the ag agents advise them on, you know, how to get the most out of what they're doing.
Yes.
And we can even go a step further because there are a lot of commercial producers that are growing green veggies and all veggies that Extension can help with. And just a fun statistic, because I have to find one out of all of this. Out of the green vegetables that are grown, about 17% of those end up going to market.
Okay.
And the rest go to processing. So 17% farmers market, or they're sold in some other way directly. And then the rest are processed. They're either canned, they're frozen, or, you know, they're presented in some way where we're able to get them.
So consumers are involved in this green vegetable statistic.
Oh, we need them. We absolutely need them. So it all works together. They have to grow them in order for us to be able to promote them to the children and the adults that we serve.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's a great green thing to talk about.
Yes,
veggies.
It is.
So another thing that I know FCS agents, Family Consumer Science agents, teach is green cleaning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a big movement for green cleaning. If you look, you know, at your stores, there's green cleaning. But a lot of people are into making their
own. Just make your own. And, yes. You know, this is something that we've been into for several years.
Right. You and I both have taught classes
on it. We've taught classes on it. UT Extension has a guide mm-hmm. on how to make certain things. And, you know, you can make everything just about. I mean, we've made laundry detergent.
Yes.
We've made cleaner to clean your bathtub with. Just about anything you
want
to make.
Even like for skincare.
Skincare. Yes. We did. we've done all kinds of activities that have to do with green cleaning. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we can definitely do.
Yes, 100%. Another one that you and I do a lot because we are part of the UT Kitchen Divas is mm-hmm. work with green herbs.
Oh, we love our herbs. And, you know, a lot of people grow herbs at home. And this is something you can do in just a small container. You know, if you don't have a whole garden or something, people can do this in a container. And when they run across a recipe, they can snip some fresh.
Absolutely.
And use them. Or even if you don't grow them, we still promote them.
We do, because that's an easy way to kind of cut sodium out of your diet. It's a great way to flavor your food.
Mm-hmm.
And the green herb discussion also makes me think about our connection again to our ag agents. Because mm-hmm. if you have questions about growing them, they teach classes on container gardening.
Yeah, they do. And my audience loves information on container gardening because you grow more than just herbs in containers. And they love that idea.
And let's bring in 4-H as well, because a lot of kids go through programs where they learn how to plant something. The plant process, that STEM stuff you were talking about.
Yes.
And they come home from 4-H clubs with, you know, maybe a little basil in a pot that mm-hmm. they can teach mom and dad how to take care of. So
absolutely,
our whole office can assist with that.
Yeah, that's true. And not just the herbs, but people that want a plant. I'm talking about like an ornamental plant. It's something decorative and beautiful to grow. And, you know, that's where our Master Gardener program comes in. Mm-hmm. Some of our counties have horticulture agents that are dedicated to home gardens. And that's whether you're growing tomatoes or growing petunias or I don't know.
Whatever else,
Yeah, they can give you advice on that. And our Master Gardeners in the county where I work, they work in connection with the gardens to have a big plant sale a couple of times a year. And I mean, it is amazing to see those ornamentals. They are so beautiful.
They really are. Mm-hmm. So if you've got questions about that, as you're, I mean, we're in the stages of the year right now where you're planting your garden and your flower beds, you know, call it your local extension office.
Right. There is somebody there to discuss this. And I'll tell you what else there's somebody there to discuss, and that's money. We love to talk about money. And you've already kind of mentioned under the 4-H, we talk to kids about money.
We do with On My Own, and we do some Money Week programs. And
That's for the little kids, first and second grade. So we start young talking about money. And then, of course, we spend a lot of time talking to adults about money.
We promote America Saves Week, which is coming up in April,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yes, we do a lot of efforts in the FCS side of things on helping people budget and understand how to make their money work for them.
Right. A lot of our agents, and I'm one of those, we help people become first-time homebuyers.
Right.
You know, we teach them what that process is and the things they need to know in order to maintain a home and to stay in it financially.
You know, and earlier I mentioned On My Own, that's a 4-H program that mm-hmm. they partner sometimes with FCS agents, but they are teaching middle school and high school kids how to budget and manage an income.
Yeah.
So that's a life skill.
Yes. So money is there. But, you know, there's a different kind of money, too, that I think about. And this is not actual money, but this is more valuable in a way. We've got volunteerism within Extension that we could not do all of these programs without.
No.
And we've mentioned the Master Gardeners already, you know, this volunteer organization that, I mean, they're involved in so many projects in many counties.
I think they're required to have so many hours a year.
Yeah.
And they really do give back. There's also the FCE clubs, the family and
community education clubs.
Right.
Yeah. They're amazing. I mean, you know, they are such advocates for what we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're into community service and education and representing their communities. So, yeah. And then we've got some volunteers that they're not a member of anything. Right. They just support Extension. They love being with us. And they're there when we call for them. And, you know, we couldn't do the work.
Oh, I agree. I think about a lot of our 4-H programs couldn't happen without volunteers. Oh, my goodness.
The teen volunteers and the adult volunteers, right. They all come into play. So,
I mean, I think that falls back into our volunteer state, right?
Yeah, with the balls. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, stick with me on this next one.
Yeah.
But grass is green, right?
Yeah.
Well, mine's not right now.
I mean, it will be.
It's coming, right. So let's think about that. You know, how does that play into Extension? Hey, if you're a homeowner and you're having trouble with your grass, you're going to call our office and talk to our ag agent. They can talk to you about that. They can tell you how to fertilize. They can tell you maybe what grass you should be growing based on how much shade you have or sunlight in your yard. So, of course, grass is connected to the UT Extension office.
And it's going
to
be green.
And that's right.
Pretty soon, it's going to be green. So, yes. The eighth thing is get moving. So many of our programs are about physical activity.
Oh, yes.
Because we are trying to prevent chronic conditions. We're trying to reduce childhood obesity. So we target kids and adults with physical activity. There's Tai Chi, which I know you teach a lot of Tai Chi.
I do.
I'm all about my chair yoga right now. That's a new program that we're doing. Love doing that. A lot of people do Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, where there's weights involved. And
a lot of county offices offer walking programs throughout the year.
Yes.
So this to me is like, you're telling me I need a green light to go.
Get up and go. The G can be for go.
Yes.
Or get moving. Whatever. Get out of your chair. Whatever you want to call
it. Right. I love it.
So yeah, this is something that Extension definitely promotes.
I agree. All right. So this next one is near and dear to you and me because we love to can. Pickles are green.
Oh, and I like to can pickles because I like to eat pickles.
Right.
So, yes, they are green. And you know what? This really could go back to the green veggies.
Absolutely.
Because we're starting with a cucumber, but we're going to bring it on home in our canning classes and teach people how to do it safely.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there are so many people that are, like, it's resurging the popularity of canning. So you and I have both received a lot of phone calls. So younger people
are taking this up. You know, they say, I saw my grandmother do this. I'm not sure how she did it.
And they come to us. People are kind of unsure and scared, and we're happy to ease that fear.
That pressure canner. They're very scared of that. Luckily, they don't have to have it for the pickles, but they are afraid of the pressure canner. And we can just make you feel at home with that.
100%.
Yes. So, the last green thing that we're going to talk about for Tennessee Extension Month is the stink bug.
Okay, and you taught me something about this because I was like, the stink bug's in my house.
Everybody's sitting here going, stink bugs aren't green, stink bugs are brown.
Because you know there's a certain time of year you get them in your home.
But the green stink bug feeds on Tennessee soybeans. So we're going back to row crops.
Yeah.
And so this is something that our ag agents can help deal with.
Yeah,
you know,
any pest and weed they've got going on.
Any pest. I just chose the stink bug because
it's green.
They can help you with pests of all colors.
Yes, and row crops are a big part of the economy in West Tennessee and Middle Tennessee, parts of Middle Tennessee. So, you know, any pest, though, management that you need help with across the state, call your ag agent and see what they can do.
Your extension office, because it's Extension Month. Stop by, get to know your extension staff because, you know, they want to know you. They have got some solutions for you, real life solutions, in fact. And this is a good month in order to take advantage of some of these services. See, we did come up with a list of green things with Extension Month. So we're going to change the world and we're going to start with these green things.
I love it.
I love it too. Happy Extension Month to all of our administrators and all of our coworkers.
Absolutely.
In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Take care.